A couple of months ago, we covered the story of a scandal in a small police department in Tennessee that shocked the entire country. When it was discovered that now 5 male officers and 1 married female officer had some weird type of cop sex club where this 1 female officer, Megan Hall, had become the station pass around. Now there's this new development that takes to a whole new level because the female officer is now claiming to be a victim, but we'll get to that.
I don't know what I missed, but this is getting good, boys.
See, the story was insane. Megan Hall had made it her part-time job to service like 30% of the police department, with story after story coming out about her and their escapades or sexcapades, which included Girls Gone Wild themed boat orgies, wife swapping, and the thing that ended up getting them fired, which was the fact that Megan was getting busy on duty with these officers when they were supposed to be serving and protecting the communities.
There's some bad cops among us, and today, we're gonna find out who they are.
After the story came out and we learned about all of these wild events, Megan got killed in the media, and she is now suing, claiming that she was a victim and these officers groomed her. A term usually used for abused children, but she was 24 when she got hired. I'll let you think about that.
Hall and her attorney, Wesley Clark, are suing those 3 supervisors and the city in federal court for civil rights violations.
Megan wasn't looked at like a rookie cop to be trained and promoted. She was looked at as a piece of meat to be sexualized and exploited.
It's kind of hard to believe she's the victim in this situation when she was bull riding at the office as she left her poor husband at home. And one of the officers who she was also sleeping with, Officer Magliocco, told investigators that Hall had kissed his own wife, Amy, after learning that their marriage was open at a football party while Megan Hall was there in front of her own husband. According to the officer, Hall's husband witnessed the kiss and said that he was definitely not on board with his wife having a threesome with the Magliocos. Hey, shout out to me for saying that name so smooth. Come on, y'all. All I'm saying is it doesn't sound like victimhood when she was actively pursuing and engaging in these types of encounters. And now, even though she is also saying that she consented to some of what happened and is not even pursuing criminal charges or trying to claim that she was raped, take the G off, know what I'm talking about, but somehow her lawyer and her believe that she is the victim. Now that sounds like you don't like the fact that you went viral and they didn't, and now you want revenge. After the story broke, Megan Hall became a meme and was actively eaten alive by the internet, mainly because how wild the stories were and the fact that she was the only female officer involved with so many male officers.
Hall, the lone female officer fired and only woman on the second shift, became a target nationwide for sexual jokes and taunting.
I received harassing and threatening messages on my phone daily. I felt like I had been terrorized.
Again, that sounds like the consequences of your own actions coming back to bite you in the butt. And now it seems like she's trying to flip the script on the story, and instead of just being a bad wife and a terrible police officer, she is now claiming she was taken advantage of by these men. And we're gonna dive into all of that, the details about what happened, why it happened, and what she exactly is claiming now versus the facts that we have. But first, I am Joe Stone. This is the Church of Joe Stone podcast. Where cool comes to pray, you come to stay, and hit the subscribe button so you don't miss another video coming your way, where we find the most shocking and provocative news and take you to church. Now, according to reports, Megan Hall was getting jiggy with all of these officers at a bunch of different places, boats, hotels, homes, and even hot tub parties, where she reportedly had no problem taking her top off, and I don't think anybody made her do that. But when the Laverne mayor, Jason Cole, learned of the scandal, he lost an internal investigation that led to the firing of 5 officers, including Hall. 3 others were suspended. But what people didn't see coming was that the now former police chief, Borrell Chip Davis, was fired in early February after an external investigation by a third party concluded that he was aware of these trysts but failed to intervene. Hall even claimed that Davis was one of the men who attempted to sleep with her. And even though, according to Megan, they didn't sleep together, he apparently even received sexually explicit images and videos on a burner phone from an officer who did and even tried to lie about it, saying he was framed when investigators tried to ask him about it.
Report also suggests Davis misled city leaders during multiple interviews, including Davis's claim that his text messages were doctored to, quote, set me up.
But the drama doesn't stop there, because now Hall has filed a lawsuit alleging that she was subjected to sexual grooming at work. She blames the all-male ranks of the department for cultivating a culture of exploitation and harassment. According to the lawsuit, Hall was set up and ultimately harmed both by the intimate interactions and by her subsequent firing. She claims her work environment was sexually charged and that she was a victim of the circumstances.
That should be disgusting and outrageous to everyone who reads this case and understands the truth of what happened here.
Even though she herself admits that she consented to some of these acts, so I guess not all of it. The suit filed Monday in U.S. District Court in the Middle District of Tennessee names the city of Laverne and Police Chief Burrell Chip Davis as defendant. It also takes aim at Fire Sergeant Lewis Powell and Henry Ty McGowan, who allegedly groomed Hall to engage in these activities. But again, Megan Hall was 24 when she was hired by the department, an adult. And even though she is claiming she was groomed, which is something that is used to refer to someone building a relationship with a child to take advantage of them, she is saying that at 24, 2 years before she got fired, that these officers were the ones that forced her into this situation. I know that's not politically correct, but it feels a little racist. White woman sleeps with a bunch of black guys and blames them for her actions. And again, you're a white woman who's a police officer, and you're telling me that you didn't think that you could tell somebody what was going on and they wouldn't help you? Just seems like a stretch. Now, according to the lawsuit, Hall's reputation is taking a hit and she's having trouble finding a new job. And of course, I mean, that's an awkward job interview, especially when your face is well known, and I get that. But again, these are actions that you committed, or at least. Now, the lawsuit document lists a number of other allegations and incidents that contributed to what is being described as a sexually coercive environment, which it said affected Hall's mental health. The lawsuit alleged that male colleagues discussed the attractiveness of other women and traded stories about their intimate experiences that another officer told Hall's superior he wanted to have relations with her, and that the two officers exchanged photos of their genitals in her presence. Hey, this is a wild police station. Dudes sending each other pictures of their junk. There's a lot going on here. Another superior who is not named as a defendant said he wanted to see all of Hall's tattoos, including ones covered by clothing, and asked to meet her off duty, the suit alleged. I don't feel like I should have to say this, but if a woman says no, then it means no. And we can all agree that this is not appropriate behavior. And under normal circumstances, this would be called harassment. It seems like these men were only engaging in this behavior because she made them feel comfortable to do so. If they thought that she would report them in any way, knowing who she is and who they are, it would probably not happen. Because if you are sending nudes to half of the department and then sleeping with the other half, people are going to start thinking that this is what you are into and what you are about. So yes, these are blurry lines, but you're the one that blurred them. But according to the lawsuit, the officers colluded in using their authority to systematically disarm Hall's resistance and entrap her in degrading and abusive relationships, even sharing tips on the best way to manipulate and exploit her. Apparently, Megan felt so trapped by the situation that she almost unalived herself. And there's another officer who has a story about how she put a gun to her head and pulled the trigger just so she could hear the sound of it. Sounds like Megan Hall probably did have mental issues and, yeah, needed help. But in her lawsuit, she also goes on to explain that the city blamed her for everything after the fact. To me, this sounds like you're more mad at the fact that you got caught and that it came out and you're the bad guy instead of the fact that this happened at all. Because you definitely participated in it at some point, according to her, and violated department policies and the people who put their trust in you as a police officer. Not saying that they aren't wrong as well, but you're the one filing the lawsuit claiming to be the victim now. Hall goes on to say that she felt like she was robbed of due process when she was terminated, and the lawsuit does not specify damages exactly with a number, but it is said to ultimately seek lost wages and medical expenses, as well as compensation for the sharing of her new photos and for emotional distress, mental suffering, and loss of enjoyment of life. Well, you enjoyed a lot of it, baby. After the chief was fired in February, Cole, the mayor, lamented the scandal.
Laverne's mayor goes on to say there aren't words to describe the disappointment and frustration, and says officers are held to a higher standard, even more so is their chief.
Now, despite all of this, we hope that the people of Laverne and the police department find a way to move forward in a positive manner. We will have to stick to the story and find out if any of the claims Megan Hall is putting forth are justified and to what extent. But we'll see if she's able to convince a judge of her innocence and the fact that she was a victim, and if that will get her paid. We'll keep you updated as we follow this story and it evolves. Now, of course, we gotta see what the streets are saying about it. The suit claims Hall, who had a history of mental illness, how was she issued a gun and a badge in the first place? Bars, hey, I didn't even think about that one. Y'all let this woman, she put a gun in here, put a trigger, and y'all gonna just let her go out there and protect and serve. That woman needs help. Whether you agree that she was groomed or not, those men were all her superiors. They knew better than to put themselves in that situation. And that's a very good point. I am not saying that the men do not deserve whatever they have coming. I do believe that they deserve to be fired, lose job. I don't think they should be working as police officers ever again. And they did abuse their positions of power. But these guys also aren't suing anybody claiming to be the victim. Taking zero accountability is very typical. Bars. How did it go from her first response was, I am in an open marriage and my husband knew, to now she was exploited and suing for money? That's a very good point. When the story first came out, she just said that she was in an open marriage. Her husband knew. He said he was going to stand by her and that they were all consenting adults. There was no talk of this at all. Now, all of a sudden, now that her reputation's been ruined, she can't get a job anymore. She's a viral meme. Everyone else is probably getting off to a lesser extent because they aren't the center of the story. She is. Now, let's go get this money. I'm a victim. They made me do it. I'm going to file a lawsuit. But let me know what you think in the comments. Do you think these men are guilty or not guilty of what she's saying? Do you think that she's just trying to cover up her past actions and find a way to change the narrative and get out of this with her reputation intact to some degree? Do you think this is just a money play? Let me know what you think in the comments. But that is the end of our story. I am Joe Stone. This is the Church of Joe Stone podcast. When cool comes to pray, you come to stay and hit the subscribe button so you don't miss another video coming your way. We find the most shocking and provocative news and take it to church. I will see you in the next one.